Hi, and welcome to Wendelicious at Goal. I am your host, Wendy Volker, and I am Wendelicious. In 2018, I lost 48 and a half pounds and earned lifetime membership using the Weight Watchers program. On each episode, I will share my personal successes and struggles and hopefully provide support and motivation to others on a weight loss journey, whether or not that journey is with Weight Watchers. The views expressed on this show are my own and are not endorsed by Weight Watchers. So let's go. Well, hello, my friends. How are you, my QFAers? I hope you're doing good. We are back at it again. Welcome to episode 33 of Wendelicious at Goal. I am so glad to have you here. Welcome to another week in paradise. I hope that you've been having a good week and things are going your way. And I hope that the doldrums of winter have not gotten you down too much. We've been pretty lucky here. Believe it or not, we've been pretty lucky here in the Cleveland area. We haven't really gotten too much in the way of snow. Last week or week before, I kind of forget, the days all kind of meld together. We got a few days of some really brutal cold, some probably most of the country got this, some sub-zero temps, which was pretty brutal. But luckily, I was able to take a couple of work-at-home days and didn't actually even have to leave the house. I felt bad for my poor puppy, though. Must suck if you have to pee outside. Poor thing. She did not like it too much. But luckily, she realized that in order to keep it quick. She made it quick. She just got out there, did her business and came back in, and she kept the pain to a minimum. But we're back, with normal temperatures. Got a little snow, but that's okay. It's winter. It's February. What do you expect? You can't expect to have 60 degree weather in Cleveland during the winter, unless you do, which we did have some of that too, right after the freezing cold left us. We did get a 55 to 60 degree day. It's pretty freaky. But weather aside, things have been going pretty good. Things have been pretty okay here. Last week was my birthday, and now I'm officially 47 years old. Honestly, though, I don't really feel more than 25. I think 25 was my perfect age. I mean, everything was kind of going real well for me at that point in my life. So it's kind of, I think my brain is just frozen there. I'm totally stuck at 25 mentally, and I'm okay with that. I feel great. I feel better now than I did when I was 25. I look pretty good. So all in all, I am pretty fine with getting older. It doesn't really bother me at all. I think I'm at kind of my peak. I think mentally I'm 25, which is good. And physically, I'm in the best shape of my life. So, well, actually last summer I was in the best shape of my life, but I'm going to get back there. So I'm not in bad shape. All in all, things are going pretty well. But my actual birthday kind of sucked because, well, I was sick pretty much the whole weekend. Some unexplained nausea that kind of took over on Saturday night. We were going to go out to dinner for my birthday, and I had to, cancel because I just was not feeling well, and I felt sick the whole next day, my birthday. Kind of was laid in bed the whole day, so that was pretty awful. And plus, on top of that, my birthday was Super Bowl Sunday, so that sucked. The day was definitely not about me at all. I really do kind of hate having my birthday around the Super Bowl because I'm always an afterthought. My husband's funny about it. I'm like, oh, so what are we doing for my birthday? He goes, oh, you mean Super Bowl Sunday? So that was kind of the joke. But my birthday every 7 years is the actual Super Bowl, and usually it's right around there, so I suffer a little bit. But I just decided to celebrate myself a little bit when I started to feel better on Sunday night. I had bought myself a piece of cake and a pint of ice cream. I got myself one piece of German chocolate cake from the grocery store and, like I said, a pint of ice cream. But no sense in buying a whole cake just for myself because, I would just eat it. Probably many of you would do the same thing if you had a cake laying around. So I decided not to tempt fate and just bought myself one piece. The cake was just okay. The chocolate flavor was kind of bleh. And it was really just too sweet. There was just too much sugar and not enough chocolate. The coconut caramel, you know, filling, it was pretty good. There just wasn't enough of it. So the cake was meh. I only actually ate about half of it. But the ice cream was transcendent. The flavor was amaretto cookie, made by a local Cleveland ice cream joint called Mitchell's. Got it in the grocery store. So it's amaretto honey ice cream, swirled with crushed amaretto cookies and pistachios. Oh, yeah. Now, I limited myself to about a half a cup of serving, to go with the cake, so I was able to keep it under control. Sorry, I got to turn my phone off here so it doesn't beep at me. So I limited myself, and I didn't calculate the points because I don't think the smart points numbers go that high, and I didn't really want to know. Seriously, though, that ice cream was amazing. If you are ever in Cleveland and you see a Mitchell's, go in and get yourself some of their ice cream. It doesn't matter what flavor, but this amaretto cookie was off the hook. So you will not regret it. No matter what flavor you get, you will not regret it. I would also like to throw in a little recommendation for another sort of local ice cream joint. They're based in Columbus, but I think they've got all sorts of shops all over. They're called Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream. There's a scoop shop close to where I live, and their ice cream is off the charts good too. So this is welcome to the ice cream episode. So ice cream talk. But anyway, Mitchell's Amaretto Cookie. Hell yeah. Get yourself some. All right, what else is going on? Well, last Tuesday, I attended the kickoff meeting of my running club that I've been telling you about. It's my training program, getting myself ready for the half marathon as part of the Cleveland Marathon in May. So I went to the kickoff meeting, and I am freaking terrified. The official actual running starts tomorrow, and I got to be honest, I am freaked out. I am afraid of being the worst, coming in last, not measuring up to everybody else. There were probably 40 people there at the kickoff meeting, and they seem to be from all different kind of levels of ability. So this is a half marathon and marathon training group, so there are absolutely people who are way better runners than me there. And they're probably, I don't want to make any judgments based on appearances, so I'm not going to say there are worse runners than me. If there are, there are probably just a couple of them. It seemed like an okay group. We didn't talk too much. But like I said, I'm just a little afraid that I'm not going to measure up. They did tell you when you sign up that you have to be able to maintain a pace of 15 minutes per mile or better in order to keep up with the group. So I think I'm okay there. But I was sitting in that meeting, and I was kind of terrified. I was so scared that I didn't even ask any questions. I didn't even know what questions to ask. Like I said, I'm a little afraid. I'm a little excited, you know, to start training and to get better and just, you know, see all the improvements that are going to happen to my body and my mind. I'm excited about that, but this is something completely new to me, so I'm just a little scared. They kind of told us some of the things that we're going to need, so I did some Amazon shopping, and I bought myself some new running gear. I got a belt that has two little water bottles on it, and I also bought a headlamp. Oh my God, that's the dorkiest thing in the world, a stupid headlamp. But we're going to be running at night, so I'll probably need it. And I also got some of these flashing blinky lights, well, the reflective things that you can put on your shoes or on your belt or whatever. And I also have a reflective vest that my in-laws got me as a Christmas gift a couple years ago. Haven't used it yet, but I am going to tell them that finally it's going to be useful. So I'm going to look like I'm at a rave, basically, once I have all this gear on me, and I'm going to look like a dork. So I may just get there tomorrow and see what everybody else is wearing and kind of pick and choose. I'm also kind of nervous because I am never dressed properly. I don't know. There's something wrong with my brain, but I can't seem to figure out the right stuff to wear when I go running outside. I don't know. So on Tuesday nights, we'll be running outside at night. And tomorrow night's forecast is calling for 45 degrees and rain. So that should be fun. I don't know what I'm going to wear. I'm probably going to have on too many layers. I'm probably going to get too hot. I don't know. Should I wear a raincoat? I don't know. This is the kind of stuff I'm terrified by. But I'm going to see what happens. Take one day at a time. As I was driving home from the kickoff meeting, I had to kind of calm myself down and just tell myself, you know what? You're just going to take one day, one run at a time, and just do your best. Don't get ahead of yourself. So I think that's kind of the headspace I'm going to have to put myself in, is not compare myself to everyone else, compete with myself, not anybody else, and just take it one day, 1 mile, 1 minute at a time, and just do the very best that I can. There's really nothing more I can do. But I'm a little nervous. So I know the run tomorrow is 3 miles, which is not really all that bad unless you've been slacking off for a couple months like I've been. So just to prove to myself that I actually can do it and I'm not too much of a schlub, I went to the gym yesterday and I did 3 miles on the treadmill. No stopping and a steady pace. It was fine. I was fine. I totally can do it. And we'll see what happens tomorrow. I'm sure I'll have a full report on the next episode. So say a prayer for me if you do that kind of thing, and send good vibes out into the universe that I don't crash and burn tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be fine. But like I said, I'm a little nervous. Ooh, how was your week? I hope you had a good week too. Well, this episode, I thought I would take a break from all the positive self-talk and the motivational stuff and kind of just talk about food. I mean, that's what we're all here for, right? Is the food. But I thought I would kind of do some fun food finds. Some of the fun things that I snack on that I've been enjoying. Well, everybody has a few food items that they rely on to get them through the day. Foods that are low in points, or foods that give some extra flavor to the 0 point foods, or foods that you just gotta have that really just get you through, fill a need, fill a craving, make you feel good, that kind of stuff. So I do have a few of those kind of items. So here goes nothing. We'll start with, well, let me warn you, a lot of this stuff is coming from Trader Joe's. So, I'm sure a lot of you shop at Trader Joe's, so you'll find some of these things there. Okay. So first thing, oh, and by the way, I'm going to have all of these items, and their points values up on the website, wendelicious.com, with photos. So you can see what they look like and try to find them in your grocery store. So first thing, I know probably a lot of you already know about this, but I love this stuff. It's Trader Joe's Everything But the Bagel Sesame Seasoning Blend. This stuff is so good. It's a blend of like garlic and sesame seeds and just a whole bunch of other seasonings. This stuff is delicious. You can put it on, if you've got a bagel and you got some cream cheese on it, sprinkle this on there. It gives a little crunch, a little flavor. It's got onion powder in it, I think, a little garlic powder. My favorite way to eat this is I make egg salad. So I make a hard-boiled egg, I chop it up, and I add a tablespoon of light mayonnaise and a tablespoon or two of Greek yogurt. Add some curry powder, a little salt, a little pepper, make it really like a creamy egg salad, and I put it on some of those Wasa crisp breads, which are 1 point a piece. Love those. And then I sprinkle that with that Everything But the Bagel. And it is just amazing. I haven't really tried it on a whole bunch of other stuff other than like cream cheese stuff. I did put it on some salad the other day. That was pretty good. I had some tofu. I made like a tofu and vegetables, like a stir fry kind of thing, sprinkled it on that. So delicious. Highly recommend Trader Joe's Everything But the Bagel Sesame Seasoning Blend. And the next one is also a seasoning, also from Trader Joe's. It's called Chili Lime Seasoning Blend. Got a red label. And this stuff is awesome. It's like a little sweet, little heat, a lot of flavor, a lot of lime. It is perfect seasoning blend for sprinkling on popcorn. So you make your popcorn in like your air popper or in the microwave with no oil. Spray it with like a little bit of cooking spray or a little bit of olive oil if you happen to have some in a spray bottle, which I do, very handy. And then sprinkle the chili lime on there. And it is 1 teaspoon, 0 points. Oh, and the everything but the bagel, 1 teaspoon. I'm sorry, 2 teaspoons is 1 smart point. 2 teaspoons is a lot. So chili lime, no smart points. It's just seasoning. Put it on popcorn. It's fantastic. Then my next food find is salad dressing. And there's this brand of salad dressing that I love. It's called Hacks, H-A-K apostrophe S. And these are premium salad dressings, but they come in, each package contains 6 individual salad dressing packets. My favorite is their sesame ginger, which is 3 smart points per packet. They also make a honey Dijon, a balsamic, and then they also have a Greek one, which is really delicious. And then they also have a spicy Thai, which I also love. It's very spicy, very hot. And that one's only 2 smart points per packet. But in general, the salad dressing packets are 3 smart points. And they are delicious. And it's actually quite a lot of salad dressing too. It really goes a long way. So the brand is Hacks. I find it at my local grocery store, my Heinen's. Believe it or not, I've seen it at Aldi also for cheap. It's usually about $3.99 or so for the package. So there's 6 packets in there. So $3.99 for 6 servings. It's kind of a lot, but they're delicious. You can stick them in your desk drawer. So I have them at work, you know, because we do have a salad bar at work, but they really kind of only offer like the real high fat salad dressings. So I keep a couple of these stashed in my desk. And that way I have a nice healthy salad dressing choice. So whereas they are a little expensive, I think the convenience of them and the low points value really kind of makes up for that. All right, we're back to Trader Joe's. My next fun item is Trader Joe's Reduced Guilt Spinach and Kale Greek Yogurt Dip. And then the other dip, I'm going to give you 2 at once here, also Trader Joe's, the Trader Joe's Tzatziki Creamy Garlic Cucumber Dip. Now, both of these dips are 1 smart point for 1 ounce, which is about 2 tablespoons. And they are awesome. They're different than from each other. The spinach and kale Greek yogurt dip is really savory and dense, and it has a really nice, it's got a lot of kale and some other vegetables in there. It's a really nice spread for sandwiches. I use it to dip vegetables in. So good. And then the tzatziki is really good if you're making yourself a pita bread, if you've got, you know, pita stuff with vegetables or some falafel. And it's got really big chunks of cucumber in there, nice big slices of cucumber. So it's pretty substantial and it's really refreshing, and it's got the dill and garlic. So delicious. So like I said, 1 smart point for 1 serving, which is about 2 tablespoons. So it pretty much goes a long way. It's really, really good. Highly recommend. And if you need something to dip into either one of those spreads, I'm going to recommend another grocery store find. They are Melba Rounds. The brand I like is Devonshire. They're Melba Rounds, the classic. They're not flavored, but they are really good. They are 5 pieces for 1 smart point, 5 crackers for 1 point. They're Melba Rounds. They're not, you know, they're very crunchy. I usually spread a little Laughing Cow cheese on them for another point. One little wedge of Laughing Cow cheese, if you break it up just right, will go pretty nicely on 5 of these Melba Rounds. Delicious and really low on points, really nice, satisfying snack. All right, what's next on the list? Oh, everybody knows about this. Peanut powder, like PB2 is one brand. I happen to find this pretty good brand called Crazy Richards. They're pretty much all the same as far as points go. 2 tablespoons is 1 smart point. And this peanut powder is pretty versatile. You can mix it with water and make an actual peanut butter spread. I kind of don't like it that way because it really doesn't taste like peanut butter. It's really meh. I hope that was descriptive enough for you. It doesn't have the right consistency to me. So what I do with this peanut powder is I will mix it in, You know, you can mix it in a smoothie. It's really good for that. Or you can mix a little, if you want to get the little sweetness in there, you can mix it with a little creamer, you know, like the coffee creamer that has a little sweet in it, and it kind of does sweeten it up a little bit. But peanut powder is really, really handy. You can also mix it in with some Cool Whip if you do this kind of thing. Mix the dry powder in with some Cool Whip, and you get yourself a nice peanut butter whip that you can, you know, dip fruit in, or you can, you know, put on a banana maybe with a little drizzle of chocolate. Really, it's really, really good stuff. It's handy to have around. If you need that peanut butter flavor, that's a good way to go. So PB2 is one brand, or Crazy Richards, which is what I buy. I see it at my local drugstore. It usually has it on sale. It's cheaper than PB2, and it tastes exactly the same. All right, so my next food find is Kashi Golean Chocolate Crunch Cereal. This stuff is awesome. It really has nice bits of chocolate in it, and it's like a crisp. It's got a little granola flavor, but it's also got some puffed rice in there. A quarter cup of the Kashi is 2 smart points. I think it's 7 points for a full cup. If you're going to, you know, have it as a cereal, a full cup would be 7 points. Or actually I think it's 3/4 of a cup is 7 points. Anyway, check the box, but my serving, that I do is a quarter cup, 2 smart points. And here's how my favorite way to eat it. And I think maybe I've mentioned this on the show before. So I take some Greek yogurt, plain Greek yogurt, which is 0 smart points, about 4 ounces or so, mix it with 1 tablespoon of Hershey's dark chocolate syrup, which is 1 smart point. Mix that all up and then top it with a quarter cup of the Kashi Golean Chocolate Crunch Cereal. So you've got 2 smart points with the cereal, 1 smart point with the Hershey's syrup, and 0 points for the Greek yogurt. So you've got a 3-point sweet treat, which is so much better than any of those pre-made yogurt things that you can get, you know, like the Chobani stuff with the stuff mixed in, because those are really high in points. This one is awesome for 3 points. Hershey's chocolate syrup, that surprised me that you can get 1 tablespoon. It's only 1 point. I was really amazed at that. But that is one of my favorite snacks. I highly recommend it. That Golean cereal is really good. That'd be good sprinkled on pretty much anything. So enjoy that. Okay, next, English muffins. So I know people, you know, they're always looking for that, the holy grail of English muffins, like the 1-point light English muffins. For me, I don't personally care for like the light food. Usually it's kind of garbage ingredients as far as I'm concerned. Like it's always the really nutritionally valueless white flour, kind of garbage ingredients. So I like to go for, I'll spend the extra points to get some really good, solid, healthy, nutritious food. So I found this really great one, English muffins. They're in the frozen food section. The brand name is Food for Life, and they are English muffins, 7 sprouted grain English muffins. I love these. They're the texture, I will not lie, the texture is very different than your regular Thomas's English muffins. I love them though. After you eat them a few times, they're just substantial. They fill you up, and I think you'll prefer these after a while. So these are really good. They are 4 smart points for the whole muffin. So not a half, but for the whole muffin, 4 smart points. They're just, I don't know, they're delicious. They're different. I really like them. They're healthy. Keep them in the freezer. They last a really long time. Take out one at a time, microwave it a few seconds, stick it in the toaster. I just love them. They're my personal favorite. Only 4 smart points. Can't beat it. Put a little peanut butter on it, some banana. That is my favorite way of enjoying the English muffin. So you get 4 points, then 6 for the peanut butter, 2 tablespoons, and then a banana. You got a 10-point breakfast. Yeah, that's a little bit high. But man, that fills you up and keeps you full for a really long time. So I would recommend that. So Food for Life, English muffins, 7 sprouted grains, 1 muffin, 4 smart points. And just to reiterate, all this info with photos of the food is going to be up on my website, wendelicious.com. Okay, we're back to Trader Joe's. Here we go. Love, love, love this snack. It is Trader Joe's World's Puffiest White Cheddar Corn Puffs. If you like Cheetos, you're going to love these cheddar corn puffs. And the serving size is huge. 2.5 cups of this stuff for 4 smart points. I love this. The cheddar flavor is so intense. They're addictive. I will not lie, but these are so good. And you do get a pretty substantial serving size out of these. So they're a nice snack. So Trader Joe's world's puffiest white cheddar corn puffs, 2.5 cups, 4 smart points. Get them. They're delicious. And I think they have them pretty much all the time at Trader Joe's. Every time I've been there, they've been there. All right, so the next one is, these are Weight Watcher snacks or WW snacks. So if you go to the WW studio, if you go to your meetings, you're going to want to pick up some of their snacks. I'm really pleased with the changes that they have made with their snacks. I don't know if you know, but they've changed their formulation so they don't use any artificial flavorings or preservatives in their snacks now, which is nice because they used to be, the sweet snacks especially used to be pretty chock full of, you know, like sucralose, Splenda, or aspartame, and they really had a real nasty aftertaste to them, and I didn't really care for the sweet snacks especially. But they've reformulated, and I think the stuff is pretty darn good. The sweet snacks now are sweetened with stevia, which I was a little skeptical at first because normally I think stevia is pretty nasty. I think it has a really bitter taste to it, but they've managed to not have that bitter flavor come through in their sweet snacks. So they're pretty good. Like their mini bars are 2 points. Their protein sticks are 3 points, and they're really good. But my favorite, this is kind of a new one. They've got mac and cheese potato sticks. And they are very cheesy. I think cheese factors into a lot of my favorite foods, which is why I probably could never go vegan. I just love cheese too much. But these Weight Watchers are WW mac and cheese potato sticks are really, really great. So one bag is 2 smart points. And I think there are 6 bags per box. Now, these are not inexpensive. So it's like $7.95 for a box of these. But, you know, for a 2-point snack, you can't go wrong. They're really cheesy. They're really crunchy. So they give you that, you know, that satisfying crunch. And the cheese flavor is really, really good. So I highly recommend the mac and cheese potato sticks made by Weight Watchers. 2 smart points for a bag. All right, next, I've got 2 more items. So this next one is, this is probably my favorite meal replacement, my favorite protein bar. I've been eating these for years. Think Thin is the brand, and my favorite flavor is the chunky peanut butter. So it's a Think Thin high protein bar. Chunky peanut butter flavor is my personal favorite. The other ones are okay. The creamy peanut butter one's okay, but and they have like cookies and cream. They have a lemon. They're all right. Chunky peanut butter is the way to go. Peanut butter and cheese. I think that is pretty much the story of my life is peanut butter and cheese. Not together, but definitely every day, probably some sort of cheese and some sort of peanut butter goes into my day. So one of these bars, the Think Thin bars, 6 smart points for the bar. Very satisfying. They do have the sugar alcohols is what they're flavored with, they're sweetened with. So if you don't like that flavor, you might not like these bars, but that's pretty much what all protein bars these days have. They're sweetened with the sugar alcohols. And that way it keeps the net carbs down. So, you know, if you're doing that kind of, you know, the really low carb stuff, these are primarily what it's designed for. But 6 smart points, I think that's pretty good as a breakfast replacement. I love these if I'm driving somewhere for a morning meeting and I won't have time to eat breakfast before I leave, or if I won't, you know, be getting to the office for quite a while, because most of the time I eat my breakfast at my desk. But these bars are great for eating in the car. 6 points. I think all the flavors are 6 points. I think they're pretty fantastic. And I usually buy them when they're on sale, 10 for 10 at my grocery store. They have them on sale every once in a while. When they do, I stock up. I buy like 20 of them. They're normally around, I don't know, maybe between $1.29 and $1.69 a bar. Like I said, I try to buy them when they're cheap because I'm cheap, and they're really good, very satisfying. And then my last fun food find is actually a really recent food find. I have been hearing about them through the WW app, the Connect app. People have been talking about them. And I decided to order myself a sample box. And these are another bar called Built Bar. And these are only 3 smart points per bar. I was like, wow, these have got to be amazing. People were raving about them. They said they were delicious. So I ordered a sample box, which was one of each flavor. So far, I've tried the salted caramel, the double chocolate mousse, and those are the two that I've tried. I have a coconut one sitting in my desk at work, and that's the one I have the picture of on my website. So I tried the salted caramel one. I also tried the vanilla one. So I've tried 3 of them in 4 days. I ordered them online. I think that's the only way you can get them right now is online. I ordered them through Amazon. Yes, I did. Yes, it was through Amazon. So I got a 6-bar sample box for $9.95. And I know there's discount codes out there. If you're on Instagram, if you search Built Bar at Instagram, a lot of influencers over on Instagram will be able to give you a discount code off a sample box or off a full box. Okay, let's talk about these bars. Now, my reaction is I like them. I don't love them, but I like them. I think they're really good for a nice, if you need a chocolate fix, because they're all covered and coated in chocolate. But I don't think they're really super substantial. But here's the weird thing about them, and maybe you would like this. It was very disconcerting to me at first because it's not what I was expecting. They are soft. They're actually, they're like marshmallow-like. The interior is like squishy, like a mallow bar. I don't know if you ever ate one of those candy bars when you were a kid, but it's a mallow bar, like a squishy marshmallow type center. So it was very unexpected. I was expecting something like that Think Thin bar, like something dense. But these are fluffy and squishy. So after I got past that initial, whoa, what the hell is this reaction? I'm like, well, this is pretty good. I don't think the flavors, the ones I've tried so far, really shine through. Like the salted caramel didn't really taste salty or caramelly. It tasted pretty sweet with a chocolate coating. And it was really good for what it was. It wasn't exactly right. I'm kind of excited to try the coconut one. I've heard that one's pretty good. The vanilla one was kind of bleh. And the double chocolate mousse one was not chocolatey enough for me, but it wasn't bad. So I have a few more that I'm going to try. There's a mint one in there, which I'm not real, I don't know about that one. I'm not real excited about that one. There's also a chocolate orange one, which I'm a little skeptical about. And then the coconut one, which I love coconut. So that one might end up being my favorite. So we'll see how those go. So Built Bar, it's the new hot thing. 3 smart points for 1 bar. So get out there and try something and maybe you'll find something that you like. Well, those are my recommendation. Like I said, photos of everything along with their points values or over on my website, which is wendalicious.com, wendalicious.com. And I would love to hear from you. Speaking of that, tell me what foods you love and what foods you rely on. I'd love to hear your suggestions for some fun food finds. So send me an email. It's wendaliciousradio@gmail.com. wendalicious radio@gmail.com. Or you could head on over to the Facebook page or my Facebook group. And I've been getting a lot of new members to the Facebook group lately. So welcome. I hope you are enjoying the show. Get on over there and share with me your fun food finds. I'd love to hear what you've got going on and what you're snacking on these days. So now it's time for the weird part of today's episode. And I apologize in advance if it doesn't make sense. I feel like Doc Brown from Back to the Future, when he fell off the toilet and cracked his head, and then he came up with the plans for the flux capacitor. I had a revelation. Let me see if I can explain it. All right, so I was flossing my teeth the other night. Yes, it was a few days before my dental checkup, but that is besides the point. So flossing my teeth is one of the things that I hate the most. I like to floss when I do floss. I like to floss at night before I go to bed. Because that way, if there's any, you know, gum inflammation, I sleep it off and I wake up and my gums don't hurt. So flossing at night means that it's inevitably going to delay me going to bed, which makes me mad because when I'm tired and I want to go to bed right now and I don't want anything to stand in my way. Anyway, as I was flossing my teeth, this thing that I hate, I had a revelation that trying to remember to floss my teeth every night was something I wish I didn't have to think about every night and force myself to do. Because it's become kind of a burden. It is damn hard to remember to floss my teeth and then to actually get up out of bed and go into the bathroom and do it. It would be so much easier if I just did it automatically and didn't have to think about it, which is kind of the definition of a habit. So the key to me flossing regularly is turning it into a habit. And okay, stick with me here. And you know as well as I do that sticking to the program, if you're doing Weight Watchers or any other program, sticking to the program is damn hard some days. So what would make it easier? Duh, turning it into a habit. It would be so much easier if tracking all of my food was just something that I did 3 or 4 times a day, just a habit, like it was a normal part of a day. And it would be so much easier if running was something that I just did every day because it's a habit and it's just something that I do every day. Instead of almost forcing myself to put my sneakers on and go out for a run and talking myself into it. Well, I think this can apply to a lot of different situations that you would like to change about yourself or your life. So think about something that you don't do now that you wish you did more often. And then maybe try to figure out how you can gradually turn that into a habit. You've heard the saying that it takes 3 weeks to form a habit, 21 days, which means doing something with regularity every day for 3 weeks until it just becomes something that you do instead of something that you are trying to do. Does that make sense? So what I need to do is make flossing my teeth part of my bedtime routine, part of something that I do every night when I go upstairs after dinner. It needs to be a routine instead of trying to force myself to do it every other day or every day. Should be every day according to my dentist, blah, blah, blah. But the reason why I want to do it and make it a habit is because having good teeth and keeping my teeth in my head for as long as possible is actually important to me. The thought of having dentures scares the shit out of me. Sorry for the cursing, but I'm telling you, I want to keep these teeth in my head for as long as I can. So I really need to take it seriously and make it a habit to keep my teeth healthy by flossing every day. I lucked out my dental appointment last week, by the way. No issues, no cavities. No problems with my gums. Apparently, flossing frantically 2 weeks before your dentist appointment works. But I really would rather it wasn't like that. So does that all make sense? I think what I'm trying to say is you have to make your health your habit. Make good choices enough of the time, and then you'll just do it without thinking about it. Maybe, and who knows, maybe you won't even have to track your food someday. Maybe you'll just know what to eat and how much to eat, because it's just become something you do right without giving it much thought. Whew, something to think about. So that was the revelation that I had, and maybe it'll help you on your journey. Maybe you can figure out something that you want to make a habit, flossing, eating breakfast if you don't eat breakfast, anything like that, having a salad with dinner every night. Something like that. If there's something that you want to do, something that you want to make a habit, think about what it is you want to do, figure out a way to make it happen, and then do it for 3 weeks, and then maybe it just won't be a burden anymore. It'll just be a habit. It'll be a part of your health. It'll be a part of your life. So good luck with that. And if you want to share what your habit that you'd like to create, go ahead and share it. Send me an email or post it over on the Facebook group or on the Facebook page. Who knows? Maybe you can give some inspiration and some insight to other members who may be struggling other people who may be struggling with their weight loss journey. So thank you in advance. And again, don't forget to drop me a line and tell me how you are doing. Again, that email address is wendeliciousradio@gmail.com, wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. I really want to hear from you, and all the other people who listen to the show want to hear from you too. Well, have a great week and meet me back here next time. Don't forget, if you're not going to go all the way, why go at all? QFA, everyone. Make it a habit. Let's do this.